why we should follow Australia, next on Principles and Policies. Welcome to today's edition of Principles and Policies. I'm your host, Barry Sheets, the Executive Director of the Institute for Principles and Policy. And along with me today is our co-host, the Vice Chairman of the Institute, my fellow analyst and very good friend, Chuck Michaels.
Great to be back with you, Barry. As always, the weather's a little funny, but hopefully we can get this all done without any interference.
Well, that's good, and I think we probably can. Chuck, this is one that it's a wide-ranging subject focused in on a narrow issue. And as I said in our opening, maybe we should be following Australia. Now, you see, because just recently, I think as of yesterday, the country of Australia did something that the United States rarely ever does, if ever does. And I got to give them kudos and applaud them for it. Now, I know this is going to rankle some of our libertarian friends a little bit, but okay, you know what? Be rankled. It's okay. Because the country of Australia, what they did, Chuck, was they banned the importation of a video game. And this video game, it isn't just any video game, Chuck. The video game that they banned was called State of Decay. Now, this is a first-person shooter game where you are basically shooting zombies. Yeah, that's right, zombies. Our culture seems to be totally preoccupied with the zombie motif. I hate to say it, even yesterday I was at Walmart. Yes, we're going to name names. And I go back into the sporting goods section, and what do I see there is a full head and shoulders and torso target. Well, that's a zombie, Chuck. But the advertising for it was, you hit it in the head and it spews out blood. And I was very, very disturbed by this idea. It's a shooting target for airsoft guns or for bow and arrow, but it's a practice to shoot human figure. Well, it's okay to do that, though, Chuck, because, well, it's an undead zombie that'll eat your brains out. But, you know, in our country, we're selling that stuff at Walmart, whereas in Australia, they're saying, no, you can't bring that kind of a video game into the country. And I'll just have to throw out there real quick, Chuck, that this isn't just any video game. This isn't like some cheapo, quick-fix video game that somebody in Thailand was putting together. This particular video game, State of Decay, is a role-playing game that has gone on, as the article from Fox News, written by Claire Porter and Luke Riley, state, that this game has gone on to become the fastest-selling Xbox Live Arcade game ever. Now, it just was put out on the 5th of June, Chuck, so about 3 weeks ago. So in the last 3 weeks, this game has had 500,000 paid downloads. This article is written, they gathered the information, so it was only 2 weeks while they were gathering the information, so it's hard to tell how many more paid downloads State of Decay has had on Xbox Live Arcade. But this game, and we'll talk about its contents, is so offensive to the Australians that they decided not to allow it to be shipped into the country. And I say bravo to them.
Yeah, exactly. When you and I were talking about this, you said, how is it that the Australians have a higher standard than we do? Well, a lot of countries have a higher standard than we do, obviously.
Shame, yes.
Sadly, yeah. This thing, from what I can tell, and there's a second one, a second video that in 24 hours that is not being allowed into the country. Now, I'll make a comment that all not allowing it into the country means that there will be a black market galore.
Yeah, there'll be absolutely be bootleg copies being sent into the country. Yeah, we know that. That's not a surprise. It's going to happen. But the point is that Australia did this. And Chuck, I think, honestly, in our freedom-loving America, we ought to sometimes think carefully, especially and dig deep about the messages that are being sent with what we allow for entertainment. Because let's be quite honest, this is a video game. It is not some political statement, although I'll get to why I think it is in a minute. It's not some overt political statement. It's entertainment. It's amusement. And you know what amusement is, and that's, you know, comes from the Latin amuse. Amuse means to think, and a is the negation of it, which means to stop thinking.
Right.
So
when you amuse yourself, it's
to turn off your brain and just turn on your pleasure centers.
Yeah, it's from the Greek.
Yes, from Greek. That's right. I said Latin. I apologize.
Right. Close enough. They're just across the Mediterranean from each other. That's exactly right. And very often, I mean, really, if you think about it, you have to turn off your critical thinking centers to be able to, first of all, to believe Well, people don't necessarily believe, although I'm hearing something creeping in. There's sort of an idea that when the zombie apocalypse comes, I'll do this. And I'm like, well, there's not a zombie apocalypse coming because there is no such thing as a zombie. It's folks, it comes from, these are mythological creatures. And there are some people who don't seem to understand that. They actually think there are such things.
Well, Chuck, you and I talked offline about this, and I would argue, at least allegorically, that there is such a thing. However, they're not wandering around with bits of flesh rotting off their bodies, although some of them might be, and they're not trying to grab you and chomp down on your skull so that they can eat your brains out of your head. Mainly, they're just chomping down on your wallet. But as I posited earlier, and of course, you know, if you disagree with us, you can certainly call, write, or email us and let us know. But I believe that we do have zombies out there. We have, and I think it's being fostered because I believe art just reflects your culture, Chuck. And obviously this is an art form, and the whole thematics with a movie or television shows such as The Walking Dead and all kinds of zombie themes. I mean, like I said, when I'm in the sporting goods section and I'm seeing zombie headshot targets, I have a little problem with that, but it's a reflection of our culture. But our culture also, Chuck, is a reflection of what we accept as a people. And have we not accepted, time and time again, the idea that government should take care of us and meet all our needs? And if something goes wrong, where's government to help us? Why wasn't the government there to do something about this? Why can't they stop global warming? Why can't they prevent all these natural disasters? Why can't government just be God for us? Well, Chuck, that mentality is a zombie mentality. It is an unthinking, just moving upon the inner drive that's feeding you, which is self-gratification and lack of responsibility. And government helps engender that. We pump more drugs into the culture. We create more classes of victims so that they can be recompensed. Chuck, our government creates zombies. And yeah, we do live in a zombie culture because, as our last couple of elections have shown, most people don't think. They just react to the stimulus that makes them feel good.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And of course, that's what politicians have been seeking for a long time. What's interesting to watch is the two major political parties basically sitting around trying to decide which one is going to lead the fight in giving out more benefits and how they give benefits and who they give benefits to for the most vote and money advantages. In fact, some of the parties seem to be more interested in money than votes, and the other one seems to be more interested in votes than money.
Well, don't kid yourself. They're both interested in the money first.
Well, I'm not kidding myself. You know that.
Yeah.
But I'm not even going to mention names about which one. You can discern that for yourself. But the fact is that these parties are playing into this mentality, and you're right. This idea that art reflects culture, that ain't new to us. We didn't come up with that. We didn't invent it.
No.
Probably one of the most famous philosophers who espoused that idea was probably Francis Schaeffer, but he wasn't original in that either.
No, that's true.
He took a lot of his ideas, uncredited, by the way, from R.J. Rushdoony and Van Til, philosopher, theologian Cornelius Van Til.
Yeah.
So basically, Schaeffer is sort of famous for saying things like, the source of a culture's laws is that culture's God, which he took directly from Rushdoony and also from Van Til. And he also came up with this idea that art is a reflection of the culture. And one thing that Schaeffer was an art critic.
Yes, he was.
That's what he wanted to do. And instead, he got basically roped into being a cultural critic, which he really didn't like all that much. But he did a very good job of it. What do you suppose that Francis Schaeffer would say? Because he died, what, in 84, I think? What would Schaeffer say if he saw this kind of stuff today?
I think Francis Schaeffer would be out there on the front lines just saying that we are getting what we have, our output is what we've inputted. That basically what we've accepted and we've adopted as true is what we're now recreating in our entertainment and our culture. So honestly, deep down, I think subconsciously, especially in this country, there seems to be this idea that, yeah, there are zombies out there. Sometimes it's reflected in the idea of we get upset because you think people are freeloaders and the welfare system, etc. and illegal immigration and all this other type of thing, our political milieu, actually reflects what we believe about our culture. And I think we believe our culture, and it's been engendered, that there are certain folks who should be above others, and when those others get out of line, they should take them out, i.e. the role player taking out the zombies in this State of Decay game. Now, Chuck, you know, really, Australia didn't ban it for that. They didn't ban it for the philosophy.
Exactly.
They banned it for a certain reason. And the reason was that the Australian Classification Board took a look at it and decided that one of the key elements of the game is that the players have the option of administering to themselves drugs to restore their health or boost their stamina. Now, we think, okay, well, what's that? Well, no. They could do methadone, morphine, amphetamine, stimulants, acetaminophen, ibuprofen. So you could take aspirin if you wanted to, codeine, trucker pills, painkillers, and Tussin. In other words, things that a young person could use as an introduction to addiction for these higher level things like methadone, morphine, methamphetamine, things of that nature. So they believe that they are talking about prescribed medications being taken illicitly or illegally, and that was what tripped the Australian Classification Board, the ACB. And their statement was, and I think this is really kind of, I like this because, like I said, they think they're stronger than we are on this, that computer games that, quote, depict, express, or otherwise deal with matters of sex, drug misuse or addiction, crime, cruelty, violence, or abhorrent phenomena in such a way that they offend against the standards of morality, decency, and propriety generally accepted by reasonable adults to the extent that they should not be classified will be refused classification. That was their rationale. Now, Chuck, when they say this whole idea of standards of morality, decency, and propriety generally accepted by reasonable adults, what they've just now said is Australia has a higher ethical standard in their culture than America does.
Yes. But I am a little taken aback that they essentially banned this game over the drug abuse aspect.
Right.
And not the cruelty, violence, or abhorrent phenomena.
Yeah, well, which the whole shooting a zombie in the head or zombies eating you alive, I think would be a abhorrent phenomena.
And I'm also a little taken aback by the fact that people can't see that, and you alluded to it, you hit it without saying it, and that is the idea of a two-class society. And that the upper class, those who remain the non-undead, to do
right.
a double negative, the living and not the undead, are a superior class who have the right to take out the inferior class.
Well, isn't that what our ruling class today actually really believes? I mean, after all, we're not smart enough to take care of ourselves, so let them fix us with global warming controls, and let's take away those bad things like cheap energy and your guns, because, you know, you can't handle yourself around guns. I mean, that's the entire philosophy of our ruling class today.
As we talked about earlier this week, the plan essentially is to make us into a third world economy. In fact, everybody needs to be a third world economy. That's what sustainability is all about, Barry.
That's right.
As we've talked about in the past, and we will be interviewing hopefully with Tom DeWeese here in the future, that's what sustainability is all about, essentially cutting your lifestyle. Cutting it back to some people have said we need to go back to a 16th century lifestyle. Now, I always laugh. These are the same people who always accuse you and me of wanting to go back to the 16th century. And I'm like, well, no, actually, I kind of like the 21st century.
Yeah.
It seems to be you guys who want to take us back to the 16th century regarding the way we live our lives. Well, I'm not interested in that. I like having very low infant mortality rates, and I like having vaccinations against things like polio. Even though I'm not a big vaccination freak, that's one I've insisted that my children have, because polio is bad news. And I know there are people out there who disagree with me, whatever. Now, I think we've taken it a little too far, but that's another show. But this idea that somehow I need to cut back on the way I live in order that the rest of the world can live just like me, well, okay, that's radical egalitarianism. That's dragging me down so that the fact that I happen to be born in a place where we have a higher standard of living, it's not fair.
Well, just remember though, Chuck, 500,000 paid downloads inside of 2 weeks, the biggest selling video game on Xbox Live, that's a reflection of where our culture's going to. it's okay to shoot them up if we believe they're beneath us.
And that's where we're going to end it today. Join us again tomorrow for another Principles and Policies.